Random House Audio presents Trying Not to Try, The Art and Science of Spontaneity by Edward Slingerland. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Introduction. There is a wonderful game at my local science museum called Mind Ball. Two players sit at opposite ends of a long table. Each wears a headband equipped with electrodes, designed to pick up general patterns of electrical activity on the surface of the brain. Between the players is a metal ball. The goal is to mentally push this ball all the way to the other end of the table, and the player who does so first wins. The motive force, measured by each player's electrodes and conveyed to the ball by a magnet hidden underneath the table, is the combination of alpha and theta waves produced by the brain when it's relaxed. The more alpha and theta waves you produce, the more force you mentally exert on the ball. Essentially, Mind Ball is a contest of who can be the most calm. It's fun to watch. The players visibly struggle to relax, closing their eyes, breathing deeply, adopting vaguely yogic postures. The panic they begin to feel as the ball approaches their end of the table is usually balanced out by the over-eagerness of their opponent, both players alternately losing their cool as the big metal ball rolls back and forth. You couldn't wish for a better, more condensed illustration of how difficult it is to try not to try. In our culture, the benefit of not trying too hard, of going with the flow or being in the zone, has long been appreciated by artists. The jazz great Charlie Parker is said to have advised aspiring musicians.